Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you are with us again today. We have a returning guest. You might recognize her name because, well, she's well known all over the country. Her name is Julie Gamick, and she is the creator of something called the Okoboji Writer's Retreat that takes place September 19, 20, and 21. This, by the way, is year two.
Yes, it is.
Julie, welcome.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me on, Michael.
Of course. I mean, this is such an incredible experience. I have talked about this for the year since we were together last time in Okoboji. And I got to, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, when Julie called me in June of last year and said, hey, I've got this idea. We're going to put a writer's retreat together. We're going to spend 3 days in Okoboji. What do you think? Are you in? And I said, okay, I'm in. And Julie, you know, I hung up the phone. I'm thinking to myself, you're going to be lucky to get 50 people to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, we had about 125 last year, much to our shock. And as of today, we have 200 some coming for the one this year, the second annual.
Wow.
So it's I think it's striking a chord with a lot of people, Michael. When we were going through COVID quarantine and kind of shut down our regular lives, I think a lot of people got in touch with their creative side. And in when we're not so busy, that's when creativity can start bubbling up and flourishing. And I think there are people who thought that they'd like to get back to that novel that they thought they would do. Or half of the people coming are really interested in memoir writing.
Yeah.
They come to a point where they think, well, maybe I should write this down for my children and grandchildren and ancestors beyond. So there's a little bit of everything. Half the participants are professional writers. The other half are folks that just want to see what they don't know, just learn what they don't know and try on the idea of writing, maybe commentary or as I said, memoir. So we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Terrific speakers. I'm so proud of the speakers. Caleb Rainey, I don't know if you know anything about Caleb, but he's an emerging spoken word artist in Iowa City. I'm really excited to have him come. We have authors, fiction writers, very successful fiction writers, Nicole Bart from Sioux City and Ann Garvin from Milwaukee. I have a reporter who is an award-winning journalist with the Detroit Free Press who covers the auto industry. And what she has done in her beat is made all kinds of new readers interested in the auto industry because her feature writing is so compelling.
What's her name, Julie?
Wall Howard. And she's absolutely fabulous.
Great.
I have over 30 speakers, and each and every one of them is extraordinary. So I don't want to take all your time talking about each and every one, but I will say that we're going to have panels on nonfiction, memoir, fiction, how to find an agent. We have a fantastic literary agent coming. And he's traveling to Iowa because his wife is from Iowa originally. And, you know, it's not easy to get to Okoboji, Iowa, if you're from the West Coast or East Coast,
right.
That was the hook to get this the first-rate literary agent.
And, you know, one of the things about this that was stunning to me last year was how literary agents work. I had no idea. And when all of that was going down and we were talking about how these folks actually get paid and what they do, I was stunned. I thought it was upfront money to get a literary agent, but that's not necessarily how they work. So if people are contemplating getting published, that bit of information alone should be worth the trip.
Sure, sure. And a lot of people are going self-published, just bypassing the traditional route, and some finding great success. We'll have panels on self-publishing. We'll have panels on marketing. We'll have panels on, you know, how do you get started? What are the basics? How do I tell a story in a compelling way?
Julie Gammack, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is the founder of something called the Okoboji Writers Retreat, September 19, 2021. Are you still accepting reservations for this, by the way?
Michael, I have 10 spots left. 10 spots left, and I expect once we reach that number, I'll cap it and then start taking a waiting list.
Sure.
There's always somebody who has to drop off for one reason or another, but right now we have 10 spots left.
Wow. Good for you. So as we talk about attendees, and we kind of touched on this, this is for individuals who are accomplished writers that want to maybe get more juice, more ideas. This is for those writers that have perhaps never written anything, you know, but they have the desire, the creative desire to go out there and do something. So you really are focusing on such a broad range of different people and personalities, yes?
Absolutely. And you know what has been fascinating is the number of people that you would not believe would have this internal conversation saying, I'm not a writer. I shouldn't go to something like that. When in point of fact, they're very good writers. Some of them have even been published. But you'd be amazed how universal that self-doubt is. And if we can just get people to say, oh, what the heck, let's go for it anyway, they'll find a transformational experience. I had one woman who had a tragedy in her childhood, and she's been thinking about writing about it for decades. And she came to the writer's retreat, and by golly, she got empowered. She actually ended up working with one of the speakers outside of beyond the writer's retreat. And she now has a book at the publisher with an agent. And I think it's going to be a hit.
You know,
and she says over and over again, she never would have had the courage to do it if she hadn't come to the retreat.
I remember that story. I remember her story. It was a compelling story in the first place. But to listen to you say, she went back after the retreat and actually put it to paper and now is in the publishing, you know, what a great story. And it proves that this is, and we're going to get into the social aspect of the writer's retreat as well, because there is all that. But this is a real educational experience for people, and no matter what level they happen to be at. But I want to touch on the social side of this. It sounds like, oh, we're all going to sit in a classroom and we're going to learn how to write. But nay, nay, friends and neighbors, these creative people have creative ways in which to have some fun. What do you got planned on the fun side?
Well, yes, there will be fun. We're going to have a dinner in a classic Okoboji venue that's going to be a real surprise to people. We're also going to do a barge trip around the lake, weather permitting. But I've actually ordered 3 barges to handle everybody. The barge trip was so fun last year. There were 2 writers groups that popped up as a result of that barge trip. There were 4 women who realized that they all lived within an hour of each other in eastern Iowa. And they decided to get together after the Okoboji Writers Retreat. And they now meet monthly. They call themselves the First Offense Writers Group, because during their first meeting, they were so engrossed in conversation, they got parking ticket warnings, but they didn't have to pay because it was their first offense. So that's why they call themselves the First Offense Writers Group. But there were all kinds of things that popped up from that. And as I recall, you had a pretty good time Monday night.
That barge trip was just the hoot. I was so engrossed in conversation with so many of the attendees about a whole host of things that they were doing and thinking about and accomplished. You know, those social interactions are really great. And then a dinner that we had, and I happen to remember, so, you know, I mean, I'm not going to tell tales out of school, but there was a there was a group of us that held court long after the restaurant was supposed to have been closed. And that was just an eye-opening, fun time. And I will call out Rekha Basu for her staunch opinions on so many different things. So it was, you know, and I think that's the other thing that is so important. Doug Burns, for example, over in Carroll, you know, what a great family story with that newspaper. But this is a time when people who are in the creative mindset can actually sit down and get to know each other as people rather than as maybe writers or professional people in the business. And that opens up a whole new world of exchange, yes?
Absolutely. And I think if there's one thing that is the secret sauce for why this was so impactful for people, is that each and every one of the speakers, and we have conversations about this ahead of time, are there to respect and nurture and support the participants. Mm-hmm. And they do that in spades. And the other component to the retreat that's different from most writers' conferences is that because we have over 30 speakers, which is a lot, that means that the small groups are really small. And you can interact with somebody like Rekha Basu or Lyle, Chuck Offenberger or Beth Hoffman or Lee Rood or Courtney Crowder, all of whom are coming in a small room in a porch overlooking the lake for 90 minutes. It just doesn't get any better than that.
That's right. And, you know, on a selfish standpoint, you've just named several names, including the Detroit Free Press Phoebe, who I am going to be hot after to sit down and visit with them for this show, because they have so many things to talk about. And so it is it's a wonderful adventure for us to be able to sit down with so many of these very talented individuals.
Oh, and here's another interview suggestion for you. Allison and Peggy Engel are twin sisters. They live on opposite coasts, but they collaborate. They are playwrights. Hmm. They've written a play that about Molly Ivins. They've written other plays. They're freelance writers. They are very successful. They happen to, I first met them when they both worked at the Des Moines Register and Tribune. And we've kept in touch through the years, but you know, to be able to sit in a small group setting with mm-hmm. Allison and Peggy Engel about playwriting is going to be absolutely phenomenal for anybody who's even thought about it. You don't have to have done it or even have an idea in mind. If it just intrigues you, yeah, why not sit in a room of, you know, just a few people and talk to them?
You know, one of the surprising things about the Okoboji Writers Retreat, we're with Julie Gamak, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of this program, is how deep your connections are. Last year there was former editor for the Los Angeles Times was there. I mean, you know, this is your depth of knowledge into this whole genre of writers and creative people is astounding. How have you done that?
Well, I was with the Des Moines Register in the 1980s, and not only was surrounded by some of the most incredible writers in the state and country, but then as a talk show host, I got to interview authors. I'm a people connector. I'm a people collector and people connector, and that's what I do.
What I'm going to ask you to opine here for just a moment, because of your relationship with so many people in the news business, particularly in the print news world. Where do you think that's all headed, Julie Gamak? I know, right? Open up that.
How long do we have here, Michael?
Open up that can of worms. But, you were with the Des Moines Register and Tribune. Your father, may he rest in peace, was a writer for that newspaper in the 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, I'm just a war correspondent, for crying out loud. Gordon Gammack. Yeah. So this runs deep into your bones. So you know a little bit about that business. So I'm going to just ask you to opine for just a moment. Where are we going with the news business into the future?
Well, Michael, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the solution. I do know the problem. I think it's tragedy that we're losing so many local newspapers throughout Iowa. There are cutbacks. Absolutely extraordinary reporters are being let go. But I do have one thing I'm working on that I'm not, it hasn't officially launched yet, but let me tell you about it, if I may.
Sure.
I've created the Iowa Writers Collaborative because there are tremendous voices out there that aren't being heard and that need to be heard. And I've got Pulitzer Prize winning columnist Art Cullen in the group. You mentioned Doug Burns from Carroll. He's in the group. Beth Hoffman, author of Bet the Farm. A man by the name of Bob Leonard,
sure,
who is a news director radio, three Southern Iowa radio stations. All of them have, and Laura Bellin, is an extraordinary political analyst. So that's what we have so far. Mary Swander is going to be joining us soon. Chuck Offenberger. And it's the Iowa Writers Collaborative. Because what I think is, and we'll see if this bears out, that there's a hunger for commentary. But there's so much out there that we don't know how to prioritize what we read. And that if readers had something coming into their email inbox with links to these curated writers about Iowa, I think you need to have a focus, and you have to have quality content. That's a real service for readers and writers. Hmm. And if they want to support these writers, they can be a paid subscriber directly to them. The Iowa Writers Collaborative doesn't distribute funds or anything like that. These are all individual writers. The only thing that connects us is this common narrative, okay? So we'll see. I mean, that's one thing that I'm doing. I think the internet technology has changed everything, and I don't know where it's going. I do think the business model, the advertising business model, is changing dramatically. Sure. Yeah. You take a small town that's lost their car dealer, that's lost their, Amazon shopping has been the death knell to some of these mom and pop stores along the square. That combined with declining population. And when you lose your newspaper, who's there to hold the city council accountable, for the board of supervisors? We're facing a real problem, and I'm just one person, and this is one little thing I'm doing, but there are a lot of smart people trying to figure it out.
Well, you know, if there's anyone out there that has their finger to the wind, so to speak, it would be you, Julie Gammack. And so it is called the Iowa Writers Collaborative, not yet launched, but perhaps very, very soon. Julie, thanks so much for spending time with us. I appreciate that. It is the Okoboji Writers Retreat. We will have links, of course, to all of this on the radio blog, so you can get one of those 10 spots and maybe get on the waiting list moving forward. Julie, congratulations again. Best to your husband, Richard. He is a keeper, as you well know.
Yes, he is.
And please send my regards. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate the time.
That, once again, is our friend Julie Gammack from the Okoboji Writers Retreat. And yes, we will have links to that on the radio blog. What a fun person, and how invigorated she is with the opportunity to help writers write or help people start to write. It's the Okoboji Writers Retreat. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Julie Gammack, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.